Ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year to all of the listeners out there. When will this drop? It'll be New Year? New Year's Eve? One of those days. This is Daquan, the leader of the Nation of Domination. On the line, we got Mizark Henry, the Croc, and Owen Hart.
Wait a minute, I know the fuck you just didn't call me Mark Henry.
The Croc says...
Let's get to the nitty gritty.
Don't insult Mark Henry like that.
Let me ask you guys, have any of you watched a bowl game this season?
Yeah.
I don't think I've watched more than 10 minutes combined.
I don't
combined.
Think I've watched anything completely through. I watched the Miami-Washington State the other day during a fucking blizzard in Texas, but I haven't seen too many all the way through.
I watched the Texas Tech LSU game last night. That's the only one that I've watched from start to finish. I mean, you know, some of these games have been during the day, so you know, like people are at work, and then like, I mean, there just hasn't been any good ones. So you know, the ones obviously the best are tomorrow and then Friday. So you know, now is the time where you really kind of dive in the next 4 or 5 days. For heavy into college football, the time is finally here.
Yeah, I checked out NIU and Boise State probably for the first five for like the
oh,
first
God.
Five.
Oh my God! Yeah, I watched that shit.
After that, I didn't want to watch it anymore. So yeah, but like Shane said, the bowls are gonna pretty much get good right around New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and shit. And that we're in for a treat the rest of the way. So it's gonna be pretty cool.
All right, so getting into those bowl games, the Capital One Orange Bowl. Number 4, Oklahoma versus number 1, Clemson. We've been talking about this for weeks and weeks and weeks. Shane, if you had to put your money on either one of these teams,
oh,
are you still sticking?
Wait a minute, he got his money.
Oh, yeah.
It's good if it goes.
Yeah, it's a bet.
It's
on a
this.
Bet.
Yeah, I didn't know if anybody else caught that because it was just, with the conversation was just
being.
Was
it the pizza? Is the pizza shit you guys were talking about?
Yeah. Go ahead, Prentice. Tell him what the bet is.
Yeah, this motherfucker, when Clemson destroys Oklahoma, he will be ordering me 2 large pizzas, courtesy of Shane at goodifitgoes.com.
And once Oklahoma exploits your typical whack ACC team, then I'll be getting my 2 pizzas. No, to answer your question, I mean, from the very beginning of this, I said... This is a mismatch. Oklahoma's going to win this game. And I've seen no reason to back off of that. I'm going to stick with what I've said. I just don't see how Clemson's defense slows down Oklahoma for 4 quarters. I mean, they haven't seen an offense like what they're going to see tomorrow. Oklahoma hits you every way. Mayfield will run on you, he'll throw deep on you, and they got a 2-headed running game that will just run down your throat. And Clemson has not been tested with this kind of offense. And I think it's a mismatch. And I mean, I don't mean to disrespect Clemson here. I got nothing against them. I just think Oklahoma is the much more complete, better team. I think Clemson can score, but I think Oklahoma can get and will get more stops when it matters. I don't see Clemson keeping Oklahoma under 35.
Interesting.
That's very interesting. Mike, what do you think?
I've been kind of back and forth on this game. I think Oklahoma is going to end up taking it, though. I like Clemson because they get points in the red zone. But... Oklahoma, for one, they owe their ass from losing 40-6 in 2014. So they really owe their ass an ass whooping. And I just think their air raid offense is going to ball out. And kind of like Shane said, Clemson hasn't had to stop an offense that's been similar to Oklahoma like that. And then their defense is doing it all right now. So I'm going to go with Oklahoma. And you got Bob Stoops factor as well.
Oh fuck no!
And Stoops, I mean, he's you ain't big game Bob. No love for big game Bob.
Big game Bob loses all the big games.
That's one of the things that I that worries me, that, that in the back of my mind worries me about Oklahoma. Is
right, but this isn't Stoops this isn't the big game left. Though. This isn't the game though. This isn't the game. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, he that's got the one thing. More Stoops, after this. Stoops always loses that game that they have no business losing. Like for example, right here against Texas this year, and you know I think they'll be prepared. I just saw a stat too that's just. Oklahoma, 300, they're averaging 300 yards rushing in the last seven games. And Clemson's given up 27 points per game in the last six after giving up 14 for the first few. So, you know, if you look at Clemson's schedule, it was a little more backloaded too. They were playing better offenses towards the end of the year. Yeah,
that's what I was getting ready to say.
So, you know, Oklahoma, I don't know. You, Prentice, you're strong on Clemson. I want to know... Counter what I've said about that Clemson won't be able to stop them. Counter okay. that, please.
And here's my main counter. Oklahoma is ranked 103rd in the country in sacks allowed. How? For a team that plays in the league that don't play any defense, how are you giving up so many sacks to dead defenses? How are you in the hundreds? How are you one of the best four teams in the country? And you ranked 113th in the country in sacks allowed. That makes no sense to me.
I saw you and Helmer talking about
that. that makes absolutely no sense to me. Like Clemson's Shaq Lawson, them boys are going to get after it. And you know, everybody's talking about, you know, they played last year. Clemson is going to the game with this confidence where we kicked y'all ass last year. We gonna come in and do the same thing. Now it's two different teams, I totally understand. But Clemson's going to the game where we kicked y'all ass with our backup quarterback. Yeah, I know they got Baker Mayfield over there. He's a lot better than what they had last year. But Clemson handled them with a JV quarterback. I just don't see, you know, I understand what Oklahoma did late in the year. But like I said, I saw them beat a lot of second and third string quarterbacks.
Well, you just brushed aside the biggest point of the game. You said, yeah, I know they got Baker Mayfield. Well, that's the difference.
But he's a difference in the game, but he still was a part of this offense that gave up that ranked 113th in the country in sacks allowed.
Well, that's definitely a concern. I mean,
let's finish it here. That's a major concern. Let's finish it here. Shane, give me your score for the game.
I'm gonna go. I got Oklahoma 41-28.
Oh my God!
Wow.
41 Prentice, give me your score in a for playoff the game. Game? I got Clemson 28-17.
Oh God, I'll take the over 17 points for my life.
28-17.
Oh God.
Mike, give me your score for the game.
Yeah, I'll take over 17. So I got Oklahoma 28, Clemson 27. Real close.
Ooh, last
okay.
game.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Now, the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic.
Oh yeah.
Number two. Yeah. Alabama versus number three, Michigan State. I believe the last conversation we had about this, Prentice, you thought it would be closer than what everybody else thinks. Are you still sticking with Alabama?
Fuck yes. Fuck yes. And somebody made a point on Twitter today. I think it was Jamel Hill. I don't want to quote her. Oh, absolutely God. Not. Listen to what I just said. I don't want to quote her, but whoever said it made sense. The difference is, and I said this the entire process, Alabama is facing a pro quarterback in this game. He's not playing, and he's not playing some of his coaches against his chump-ass assistants in the past. This is D'Antonio, and Connor Cook is a NFL quarterback. They will be tested. Bama just lost one of their corners, so they got sent home. So, like this, y'all talking about a blowout. Like I said, I know Bama's good and they're running the ball good, but this ain't that 2009 team that just ran up. They're not going to beat them like they did Notre Dame. This is going to be a battle. And if Bama beat them, it's going to be by field goal or less. That's like I said before, I think this is game of the year, and I'm fucking ready for it.
Where are you going to be watching it at?
I'm watching that motherfucker right here. The kids better be asleep. And I think
at 8 p.m.?
They ass is going to bed.
New Year's Eve, you're not going to let the kids do something?
At 8 p.m., bro.
8 p.m., they going to pop a little sparkling wine and they going to bed.
All
right. I thought she was about to say you go give them some fucking jungle juice. give you a little Robitussin.
All right.
And some Diamond Tap. Take your ass to bed.
Yeah, Mike. They going to fucking bed.
Mike. Were you watching the game and you still got Alabama?
Yeah, I still got Bama. I'm watching the game. I'm gonna be at the crib probably be the last thing I do and probably leave out halftime, get to my New Year's destination and watch the rest of it there. But the only thing that worries me about Alabama against Michigan State is the fact that Michigan State has a really good fucking run defense, and they were able to hold the best running back in the nation, Ezekiel Elliott, to only 33 yards.
Oh, God.
When they played them. Yeah, you like that, huh? And then, I mean, Connor Cook, Prentice said it better. I can't say it any better than he did. That's a pro right there. With that being said, I still think Alabama is the best team. I still think they're the best team in this right now. And unless they're playing Ohio State, you really don't bet against Bama in the playoff. I just can't see it happening. So I got Bama. I think it's going to be – I'm going to say it's going to be a blowout. I got Bama probably 28 – I ain't going to say blowout. I say two-score game. Like 28-17 Bama.
Shane, what you got for us? Where are you watching it?
I'm watching.
You still got Bama.
I'm watching it at the house. Look, I hope I'm wrong here. I don't have any money on this Bama Michigan State game. I have money on Oklahoma. I hope
and some
I'm
pizzas.
I hope I'm wrong about this. I really do because I want to enjoy a good game. I think this has the real potential to get stupid ugly here. Okay, you want to call Connor Cook a pro quarterback? That's fine. A pro quarterback that'll be holding a clipboard for 8 years if he's lucky. He's not an NFL starter. This Michigan State team doesn't stand a chance tomorrow. There is no chance in hell that they win this game. I won't be surprised if they don't score a point. I think this is going to be ugly. Alabama is going to run all over them, and there's nothing that Michigan State's offense is going to be able to do. This is going to be ugly. I have a lot of respect for D'Antonio, so I'm gonna say Bama wins something like 34-10, and I don't even know why. I mean, seriously,
oh
like
my lord,
this has real ugliness potential here. And believe me, I hope I'm wrong.
Where do you see the like? Where does the ugliness start? Like,
I don't think
you...
Michigan State's that good. I really don't. I mean, that Iowa game could have gone either way. I think Iowa's probably a better overall team, to be honest. And I didn't really give Iowa a lot of credit all year.
Yeah, but after watching Iowa that game, did you leave with more respect for them than
yes,
you
I
thought?
Did. I left with a lot okay. more respect for Iowa. Yeah, absolutely. I think if Michigan State and Ohio State played 10 times, I think Ohio State would beat them 8. I really do. I think Ohio State's a much better team than Michigan State. I think Michigan State, I'm not going to go as far as call them a fraud. I just don't think they're very good.
Michigan State had the ball bounced to them. They got the bounces this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they absolutely
game,
did. And that's
with
not
the play calling with the Ohio State games.
And that's not going to cut it in a playoff game against Alabama. Your breaks are over.
And as history shows in college football, every team that won the title – I mean, there's been a few teams that just dominated everybody, but even though, Mike, you as an Ohio State fan, that year y'all cheated Miami National Championship, there was like 5 games y'all should have lost. I mean, that shit happens. You
we
know
weren't
what I'm
the
saying?
Best team that year when
sure.
we won the championship.
Sure.
Right.
And I don't mean to be, like, you know, completely, I don't dislike Michigan State at all. I don't mean to, you know, Magic Johnson's a fucking idiot, and Jamel Hill, I can't stand. They've got some pretty awful
hey,
alumni.
Hey,
there.
You remember when she unfollowed you? Or you unfollowed her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you hadn't have told me, I wouldn't even know.
Right, ugly bitch.
Yeah.
That was shout out to Jamel Hill.
With that, we're going to get to Shane's best bet. Shane, what you got for us this week?
Oh, this is one of the easier bets you can make. in the NFL. You look at the NFL this week, most of the games are shit. Only a few actually mean anything. Jets are in the playoffs with a win. If the Jets lose and Pittsburgh wins against Cleveland, Pittsburgh's in. Pittsburgh's going to kill Cleveland, we know that. Jets are at Buffalo, and they're a three-point favorite. I think this spread is ridiculous. I personally made Buffalo a 2.5-point favorite in this game. Buffalo's going to win this game, and they're going to keep the Jets out of the playoffs. I'm absolutely believing in everything, and I'm not a big Rex Ryan fan, believe me, I'm not. But they are going to play this game like if they win, they're in the playoffs. Yeah, this is their Super Bowl. It's kind of an overused cliche, but in some cases, I really, really believe it, and this is one of them. I don't think the Jets are very good, and I don't think they're good enough to go on the road here to a Buffalo team that's going to be playing hard and win a must-win game.
They're a Super Bowl team, according to somebody.
Yeah, well...
You're right.
Yeah, well, that's absurd.
And you wasn't saying that shit last week.
If Belichick didn't throw the game purposely, which that conspiracy theory, I believe, has some legs.
Keep the Steelers out.
Absolutely. If Belichick didn't do that, then you know the Jets would be on the outside looking in. So yeah, I'm taking Buffalo with the 3 points, and we're gonna play a very, very generous money line here, +145. I nailed the Redskins on the money line last week at +145 for my best bet to make me 13-9 on the Good of a Ghost season. So we're gonna close off the regular season. We're gonna close off the regular season taking the Bills +3 and the money line +145. Take it to the bank, cash it, cash the check, go meet up with your bookie, get your money, and we'll take it into the playoffs next week and make some more.
This is when I play that knockoff 50 Cent music, so take it to the bank, fam. Heard him.
You heard it here first. Yo, if you so confident in Bama, why isn't that your best bet?
Because there's, I mean, I personally, as a rule, I don't like to lay 9.5 points in a game. That's a number that can be easily backdoored. You can control the whole game, be up 17, give up a late score, and blow it. True. I just don't like to lay that many points. You know, I'm invested enough in the Oklahoma game. I did play Alabama smaller at even money to win the national championship right now, which is kind of a shit number, but I just don't see either one of these any team beating them. So that's my answer to that.
Man, you're gonna be sad as hell tomorrow night.
You're gonna be sad as hell.
0-2.
With that, I got that remedy just in case.
We're talking about the Jets. The Bills saying that this is their Super Bowl. We're going to talk about the NFC or the NFL playoff picture. We got a lot of things that could happen. The NFC first round buys are pretty much locked up. AFC, there could be a little bit of maneuvering, but we'll see this week. And there are three teams still in the hunt. The Colts need a fuck ton of shit to happen.
They do. I have it all too. If you guys want to hear it, I have
it. Bust
exactly
it out, bro.
Okay, so the Colts they don't control their own destiny, but they still gotta win.
Oh, you just need to start this out with one game that you know that's not going to happen. The Steelers have to lose.
The Steelers gotta win.
No. It's not the Steelers have to lose. Who is it? The Dolphins have to beat the Patriots.
Dolphins gotta beat the Patriots. The Raiders got to beat the Chiefs. The Broncos got to beat the Chargers. The Dolphins have to beat the Patriots. The Bets got to beat the Jets. And the Jags have to beat the Texans. And then the Colts still have to win.
With Michael Jackson as their starting quarterback.
Right.
Or Josh Freeman or whether the Schwab's Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
I think that's why that bet quit.
Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah, that's why that fuck quit, because he knew the Josh Freeman shit was coming to light.
he had the same, if not better, season than Rodgers.
In 2010. When he won a Super Bowl.
We got the matchups predict the Packers and the Vikings in the wild card game.
Okay,
flexed that to Sunday night, right?
Yeah, the scenario with the NFC, and I actually have this all stored in my head for some. I don't know why, and I read it and it sticks in my head. So
I know what scenario you want if you're smart.
You know what, man? I know you're gonna say that. Okay, well, for the listeners out there who might not know, Carolina is the one seed. Arizona is the two. Carolina does need to win to hold on to the one, which they will. I think they play Tampa at home, so we'll give them the win there. Now here's where it gets interesting. Currently, Washington's the NFC East winners. They have locked up the four seed. Green Bay is currently the three. Seattle's currently the five. Minnesota's currently the six. Minnesota and Green Bay play in the Sunday night game. The winner is the NFC North champion and the three seed. Now, if Green Bay wins and Seattle wins, Seattle's at Arizona. Green Bay wins, Seattle wins. Green Bay hosts Minnesota again the following weekend. If Green Bay wins, and Arizona beats Seattle, then Green Bay hosts Seattle and Minnesota goes to Washington. If Minnesota beats Green Bay Sunday night, Minnesota's automatically the three, Seattle's automatically the six, Green Bay is the five, so it would be Seattle at Minnesota, Green Bay at Washington. That's the scenario.
That's the perfect scenario, to be honest. Those would be the two matchups that I want to see.
Remember talked about this? I brought this question up to you guys, four or five weeks ago. This hypothetical that this could happen.
Who plays the NFC?
Who plays the East winner? Right.
Yep. Exactly,
and I don't think it matters. Green Bay can go to Washington, win. They could lose in Washington. They could play Seattle at Minnesota at home and beat either one. They could easily lose to either one. I don't have a strong feel on it. The way I'm gonna treat this game is, I want them to win. I want that home playoff game. I don't think this team is gonna make a run. I don't think they're gonna beat Carolina or Arizona. I think they have a better chance beating Carolina, but I don't think it really matters. But, you know, from a fan perspective, and I blogged this yesterday. I wrote my thoughts on the Packers this season. You can find that at goodifitgoes.com.
That's a nice plug right there.
I hope they beat Minnesota this weekend. Just, you know, get the division, get a home game, see what happens.
Prentice, we're going to move to the AFC. And the A.J. McCarron-led Bengals. That boy is playing out of his mind. You think he heard what you said?
Fuck him. Yeah, he played out of his mind for the first half. Fucking pussy. Fuck him. Fuck the Bengals. They went from a one seed to they're probably going to be the third seed come Sunday. What a fucking joke. What a fucking joke. It's another shit show of a letdown of a season, and Marvin Jones is going to keep his job. Andy Dalton gets let off the hook one more year. Fuck them. They ruined the playoffs. One injury ruined that whole, like, the AFC was about to be real, and Pittsburgh and fucking the Bengals fucking ruined it.
So do you think the Chiefs take that game?
I think the Chiefs about to make a run. So yes, like, you know, that's one team I don't want to play. If there's one team in the league right now other than Arizona that I can say leave them the fuck away from me, it's Kansas City.
The Chiefs have been playing some pretty good ball, and ain't nobody really been talking about them. They haven't had Jamal Charles for a long fucking time. They still have been playing very good.
Well, here's the AFC scenario. Then you tell me what you think. You know, the Chiefs are starting to become people's sexy pick. Denver, New England are most likely they're going to get the one and the twos. So Cincinnati being the three seed, they're going to open up against either the Jets or Pittsburgh. And then Kansas City's sitting pretty because they get to go to Houston. I'm taking Kansas City in that game. I don't think anybody isn't. I mean, Brandon Whedon, are you kidding me? So then, is Kansas City good enough to go to New England or Denver and win?
I don't think they're good enough to go to New England and win.
Denver, they are.
Denver, yeah.
And I mean, even New England, like, New England offensive line is decimated, and that's one team that rushed the passer better than anybody in the league is Kansas City. So they gonna give Brady his run for his money.
They gonna think out.
Like I said, they get ready to make a run, man. Y'all better face reality.
Who you taking, man? You taking the Chiefs or the Jets?
Shit, that may be my AFC Championship game.
Who?
Chiefs and Jets.
Wow.
And like I said, if Pittsburgh was in this scenario, I would have had them too. Like I said, a couple weeks ago, the three teams in the wild card in the AFC are the most dangerous that was fighting for those spots. Like, I wouldn't want to play neither one of them three teams.
See, I just worry. I'm a believer in Kansas City to a point. I mean, their defense is playing outstanding. They got some ballers there. And the two-headed running game with Charkendrick West and Spencer Ware is doing well. But Jeremy Maclin has been a big-time difference maker. Yeah. That was one of the ones I got right in the beginning of the year because I said DeMarco Murray was going to be a big hit in Philadelphia. We obviously know how that went. And then the other one I really liked was Maclin, and he's been really good.
Don't forget Kelsey, Kansas too. City,
yeah, but, I mean, Kansas City still lacks the overall playmakers, I think, to go to Foxborough and win. They would really, their defense would really have to give an A, would have to play their A game. And, you know, everything.
Yeah, but I mean, other than Gronk, who is scaring you, man?
They got, well, Edelman's going to be back.
It's just so many injuries. Yeah, but he been out. He rusty. Yeah. He was dropping balls before he got hurt. Yeah, but the
Patriots is next, you know, man up, man. You got James White. He been playing.
Yeah, but there's only so many times you can really say that shit until it's been just going on. The cupboard is bare.
I'll say this. You know, you look at the big picture of the playoffs this year. No matter who finishes what seed, going in, I just don't have a strong feel. I think Arizona's the best team in the league, and everybody seems to think that now. I just kind of look at it like even these AFC teams. There's nobody dominant. I mean, we think New England's the best, but I don't have a strong feel on it. I think it's going to be pretty wild. And Prentice might be onto something that, you know, maybe this is the year that the wild cards in both leagues just win a few games. And it's just like some crazy Super Bowl, something like something stupid like Seattle, Kansas City, or you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Like, that shit wouldn't surprise me one bit. It would not surprise me if it's Kansas City, Seattle, or fucking, I don't think Minnesota has a chance to beat anybody. But,
okay, you know, so let me ask y'all this. Does Peyton Manning come back? And if he does he make a difference?
No, he's not coming back.
I don't know the answer if he's going to come back or not. Make a difference? I don't think
so. See,
you got to give it to I ride it out with Brock.
I see that he's going to be active as a backup this week. They're going to activate him this week.
Now they're down in the second half in a game. It wouldn't surprise me if they make that switch.
You can't do that.
Why can't you? It's Peyton Manning.
Because if you do that, then everybody's going to say, well, if he was healthy to play, why didn't you do this in the beginning? It's either Brock or it's Peyton. It's one or the other.
Okay,
you
but if, make Peyton, that decision. If Peyton Manning is healthy and he's able to be your backup and you're losing, you're still going to be saying questions, well, why the fuck you didn't put Peyton in the game?
I feel that, and again, I have no information on this, and I don't have a real strong feel from any of the insiders here, but I think if Peyton's ready to go, he's going to get it. He's going to play.
I mean, you have to live and die with
I
them.
Think what they want, I guarantee you what Elway and Kubiak both want, is that Peyton's not medically ready. So then they don't take any easy blame decision. For everything. Exactly. They don't take any blame for anything that goes wrong. That's what they want.
But I mean, even if Peyton comes out and he's horrible, all offseason, all you're going to hear is he needs to retire. So it's still an easy decision for him. It's like, hey, we got to roll with Brock. It's Peyton's going to have to accept his backup role, or he's got to retire.
Yeah, there's no guarantee. They have no ties to Brock Osweiler as their quarterback of the future. He hasn't shown enough to me as to
I'm sure they. I'm sure they want to say that. It's hard to make that type of announcement when you have that guy on your team, and that's what happened with the bullshit with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. You know, Favre wasn't trying to hear that shit. Like, I'm not leaving. Like, how the fuck are you going to draft Rodgers and name him my successor when I'm still the man?
It's a tough situation, Denver, because they, you know, their window is, you know, kind of closing because, you know, Von Miller's a free agent at the end of the year. Nobody knows what's going to happen with him. They got some older guys on the defense.
Yeah, I mean, it's now or never.
It's their time.
It's right. Right.
And we'll see. We'll see how all this shit plays out here in the next week or so. We'll get the final standings after Sunday. Monday, whenever the last game is, whatever. Prentice, we want to go to you, our last blessing of the year, before we reach 2016. We want to know who dropped the church money.
Well, guys, I'm going to need you to bow your head and close your eyes and repeat after me this one last time and say, I will not drop the church's money.
The church's money.
Amen and hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We're going to take a moment of silence, and say a prayer for the Steeler Nation family. You have an opportunity to put a stranglehold on the playoff race and maneuver your way into the playoffs, and you go to Baltimore, the same Baltimore team who Mike said was the worst team in the league, and you lay an egg offensively out of sync, not making plays, Roethlisberger throwing picks, the worst game at the worst possible time ever, and they're done. They're done, guys. I'm sorry. Shane, your best bet, Buffalo. Yes, they're Super Bowl. They're not beating the Jets. Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets are going to the playoff. Praise God and hallelujah. Steeler Nation, it's over. I'm sorry. God bless. God bless you, Pittsburgh. It's done. And you get Le'Veon Bell back next year. You're going to get a good, decent draft pick. Add to that secondary, and I'm really sorry for you dropping that church's money last week. God bless, and collection plate will be coming your way.
Godspeed. And just to wrap it up here, a really short episode, you know, what are you guys, you know, what are your New Year's revolutions? I don't know who to start with first, because any wild shit could come from any three of them. Well, I know Prentice is pretty tame, but I do want to hear, like, Shane, I want to hear some wild shit. What are your New Year's resolutions? What are you doing in 2016?
All right. Well, I mean, for starters, I've kind of already started it. I've started, like, I know this sounds
smoking more weed.
This probably sounds lame as fuck, but I've started eating right. I used to eat. Wow.
What is eating right? Hold on. What is eating right consist of?
Well,
to you?
I mean, it's for starters, it's cutting out the garbage. I mean, I stopped drinking pop. I stopped eating fast food. I know that sounds, you know, Mike's a thinner guy, but to the other two fat guys on this pod, that's, you know, that's a little odd. I've cut out that garbage. Started eating like just more greens. Vegetables, fruit, shit like that. I used to eat a ton of fast food and
so
just
what are you
garbage.
What are you gonna do when you got the munchies?
Well,
are you gonna eat?
You gonna eat fucking pita chips and rice cakes?
Yeah, I've cut down on smoking a little weed too. You know,
that's a fucking lie. If you're gonna lie, give us a believable lie.
I don't know. I mean, I really don't have any other resolutions. I always think that shit's it's a bullshit cliche. It's stuff that people just use to, like, fake pump themselves up, especially on Twitter. And, for people out there who really have resolutions, they want to make changes for the positive in their life, more power to you. But 95% of it is bullshit. So
no, man, it's a goal.
Mike, we're just going to move. Mike, what's your New Year's resolution? Please tread lightly, because we do not want the podcast to
end. Nah, man. That's over. My New Year's resolution in 2016 is to sit my black ass down. My ass, I moved around too much this year. I'm tired. Sit my black ass down. And not just
sit down or settle down.
A little bit of both. a little bit of both, but definitely sat my black ass down. Cause man. It's like every other weekend I was in a different fucking city. That shit gets tiring for real, especially when you got like real shit to handle back home. So I just sit my ass down, and I'm starting to run every morning too. I'm going like a little quick little mile run every morning. So I'm trying to keep that up. I've been doing that.
Motherfuck that.
Oh yeah, because cheeseburgers are better than running, right?
The quote. You goddamn right. Cheeseburger. Greater than sign.
Yeah, see, I didn't mean to, like, you know, degrade people who are trying to make changes in their life. I encourage that. I just, you know, it's these people that go to that get the gym memberships on January 2nd and go for 3 weeks and then just, you know, quit and say, ah, fuck it, 2017 is going to be my year. You know, just...
in 2016, man.
Whatever.
Prentice.
I got to stop smoking weed.
Are you... What are your New Year's resolutions?
Well, sorry to harp on shame shit, but my fat ass got to lose some weight. It is what it is. I'm eating too fucking raggedy. I'm eating bullshit. I ate Applebee's tonight. I had a fat, juicy-ass cheeseburger. My fat ass.
That's why you were 10 minutes late. You were probably taking a shit.
Exactly. I did. I took a shit at Walmart while my girl was shopping. I gotta calm that shit down. Like, I got a gym membership in October. I went for 2 days and I ain't been back since. Like, this is a fucking disaster. I'm spending blowing money on this membership I don't fucking use.
Dude, you feel better once you start eating better. I'm telling you, it's
absolutely.
Who the fuck are you? Shut up.
Yo, relax over there, fat ass. You gotta start eating right too.
Well, let's do this. Since my New Year's resolution is gonna be to lose weight as well.
Oh my god.
Let's just have a good if it goes. What's
Biggest Loser?
Fat Camp or Biggest Loser. That's
there we go.
Is.
There we go.
The Good If It Goes Biggest Loser competition. If any of our listeners want to get in, we'll make it a $20 buy-in.
Yeah, I bet that fat fuck the more Dev. People we I bet get, that fat fuck Dev he listens. I bet he could lose more weight than everybody.
The more people we get, the bigger the pot. So spread the word if you want the buy-in for the Good If It Goes Biggest Loser.
Dev doesn't eat cheeseburgers though.
No, he
didn't want. You a goddamn lie.
Yeah, he doesn't have a basement either.
Yeah, these things you can.
Is that the dumbest shit I've ever heard?
Kick first, then overtime. NFL overtime. You should kick first.
Hold on. Okay? Well, we'll finish it with this: the worst argument, that basement argument, or the peeps, the marshmallow peeps argument.
You know what? Honestly, the argument you had with BK about the fucking snow out there on the East Coast.
Oh my god. That was the most mind boggling. Unfollow BK.
Oh no, you guys want I got a quick BK story. I got a quick BK story for the Good If It Goes podcast. I don't know if you guys are aware there's some fake Ian Rappaport Twitter accounts.
Yeah,
every year.
I saw that today.
So I retweeted him just to see if any of my followers will just bite and just like think it's real. So here was the first tweet. Eagles sources tell me that former coach Chip Kelly made special teams players hold lighter fluid in their mouths during run-throughs. BK retweeted it and said, holy shit, is that for real? And then the next one, I retweeted, Eagle sources tell me that Chip Kelly would use practice squad players as bathroom attendants inside of the locker room. BK retweeted that and said, damn, so, insert the N-word, was going. Next tweet. Sources with the Eagles tell me that Chip Kelly held Friday practice with the entire 53-man roster inside of the play place at a Chick-fil-A. BK also retweets that and said, man, this shit is crazy. He believed every single one of those tweets. And then he, once I tweeted him about it, he responds with, how am I supposed to know when I'm driving?
Unfollow BK.
So
man.
Yeah, the unfollow BK hashtag just went to new levels today.
Fuck.
In 2016, the New Year's resolution should be to actually unfollow that motherfucker.
Unfollow.
Absolutely.
And with that, we'll leave you in 2015. It's been a good year for us. We got it. We got the ball rolling. Next year is gonna be our year. New year, new podcast.
New podcast. Who this?
For myself, well, let me do it the proper way. For Prentice, Shane,
yo,
Mikey, and myself, we thank you for listening in 2015. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Show us some love on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, goodifitgoes_.
Rest in peace, Chip Kelly.
Rest in peace, Chip Kelly. Chip, no! I said Chip, no! And have a great New Year's holiday. We'll see who's gonna eat the pizzas that they get ordered to them.
Damn right.
P-Jack. Tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
As I'm working out so I can win the Biggest Loser.
Well, that's my last pizza of the year.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in 2016.